Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, especially with our good friend Bob Kuska as our guest. Bob is the president of the Fusion Factor. Bob, tell us how we can find you and tell us what you got going on these days.
Okay, Jim, you can find me at thefusionfactor.com. And what I've got going on these days is I'm regularly being featured now talking about employee productivity and competency models. And if you go to my website, you can see some of my writing and download some of my e-books there.
TheFusionFactor.com. So check it out, folks. And don't forget to check out his e-books. They're outstanding. Thanks for that, Bob. So we're talking about mixed media, as you call it. And I prefer to talk about building customer communities, which could be face-to-face communities or building online communities. By building customer communities, that could be being a member of the chamber. That could be having a community on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Twitter, or your own platforms like your email marketing community. It's all part of building communities. It's not about social media. Social media, in my opinion, is just one of the components of customer communities. What do you think, Bob?
I like that term, BCC, building customer communities. I will remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to build a presence for yourself, Jim. You know, it still amazes me. Every once in a while, I see a small business owner that doesn't have a website. And he'll say to me, yeah, I don't really need a website. Everything I do is word of mouth.
Can you believe that?
But you know what? You're going to grow your business by letting people see that you're credible.
50%. I saw research this year that 50% of small business owners still don't have a website. Now, I can't even comprehend that, Bob, because there are two words that I told somebody earlier this week, two word reason why you should have a website: local search. If you own a pizza parlor, you don't even have to have anything but one page that has your address and your phone number, maybe directions. That's all you got to have. You don't have to put your menu up if you don't want. So when somebody picks up their phone and types in local search into Google, they type in pizza in Toledo, your pizza parlor comes up.
That's right. That's right. And what's the converse of that, Jim? When you go looking for a business, you know, let's say, you know, I know of, you know, Joe's business, and I go, you know, Google him, and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
I start to say, is he credible?
Right. That's exactly right. Are they serious about their business? Mm-hmm. Is this a 20th century business, and I'm in the 21st century?
That's right. That's right. But it comes back to what you've always said, Jim, also. At the end of the day, it's a person that makes the decision to sign the contract or hire you. So you use the social media or the building customer community networks to reach out. But then you got to pick up the phone and make the call and set up the appointment.
Mm-hmm.
I too often, especially with younger people today, Jim, everything's email.
Or text. Well, the younger, and if they're really young, it's all text.
It's all text, right.
Yeah. Well, that's an unfortunate thing. And I don't know whether that's the way the market is going, and we're going to wind up living with it, or whether the younger generations are going to realize later that that we got to do more than that.
Well, one of the things that I do is kind of a pro bono thing is I like to advise college graduates on how to enter the marketplace.
Yeah.
And one of the things I tell them is, look, these are good tools. I know you use them all the time. But the hiring manager is going to have to meet you face-to-face. You're not going to just text them.
Right.
I don't think that's going away. I think all these media will stay in place. It's just that, again, strategically, you have to decide how to use the mixed media.
Well, that's right. And that, you know, one of the things that I've written about quite a bit this fall is the importance of face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many times in my experience, I have sent proposals by email, but I've also recognized that some proposals need to be delivered in person.
Mm-hmm.
And I've asked for that, and I've been given that ability to do that, and it turned out that was the right thing to do. I mean, you can only push something so far virtually. At some point in time, you got to show up and stick your hand out.
And you know what, Jim? So many times I've said to someone that I'm trying to attract as a client, hey, can you just give me 15 minutes of your time?
Mm-hmm.
When I put it like that, most people say, sure, come on over, we'll have a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Well, and the beauty of the technology and the virtual world is it's given us efficiencies that have really helped small business owners. The bad news is it's become a little bit of an excuse for not meeting people face to face, and that's the danger, I think, and that's one of the things that you've been talking to us about today, and I appreciate it very much. Give us that website one more time, Bob.
It's www.thefusionfactor.com.
Thefusionfactor.com. Thanks, Bob, for being here. Good job today, and thanks for all you do for small business.
You're welcome, Jim. Have a good day.
You too. We'll see you next time. Bob Kustka, ladies and gentlemen, Kustka, if you're Googling him. He'll be back. I will be, too, after the next break, after the news. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.